95.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Snyder Tree Care, Eric Snyder, 833-4MY-TREE, snydertree.com. Hey, 2026, if you got one of those things you've just been waiting to do and hadn't, put it to bed yet, like one of the things I'm going to do in 26 is I got to thin out some canopies in my tree. I got to thin out some trees in my backyard, tops of them, so I can get some more sunshine back there to get my zoysia going again. I got a couple of shade areas and some dry areas back there that need a little more sun. I'll do that with my great friends at Snyder Tree Care. 833-4MY-TREE, not just a tree cutting company. This is a tree and shrub company. We love our great friends at Snyder Tree Care. 833-4MY-TREE. And as I always say, man, look, a great place to work. Eric's always hiring. Their business, their model is to grow 15% a year, and they continue to do that. Really is amazing. My great friends, Eric Snyder and SnyderTree.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. A couple of guys on hold. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, man. Not only do we not have a returning starting quarterback, we've only got a quarterback that's only started one game in the room. Yeah. We don't – I mean, that's just not good.
And the thing is, here's the surprising part to Clemson fans. They have the money to go get one, and they chose to not go get one. That's crazy.
I don't understand it, man. And I mean, Dabo is loyal to a fault. That's his biggest downfall, is that he is loyal to a fault. He was loyal to Cole Stout.
Yeah.
But he should have been starting Deshaun Watson. He was loyal to all these assistants that he ended up letting them go, but we knew it needed to happen way before. He's loyal to players that, I like me against Penn State, man, I'm putting one of these other cats in at QB, and I'm just putting Disson in. Let's see what he can do live against a, because even third string Penn State guys are better than Furman guys.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, anyway, had a chance Friday night to go watch the Mississippi State-Wake Forest bowl game at Duke's.
Did you take a cowbell?
Bowl in Charlotte. They didn't let them in, man.
Oh, no.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, that thing's aggravating.
I hate them things.
Yeah.
Very much so. But disappointing game for Mississippi State, but a good game for Wake Forest. It's easy when you don't have a dog in the fight. You know, I'm there supporting my son. But
yeah.
You might know I got stuck by the one, and this is going to sound sexist, but it's not sexist. It's just what it was. I got stuck by the one female that knew nothing about football, that thought she knew everything about football. Every play was holding. Every play was the refs were blind and yelling at the refs at the top of her lungs after every play. And I just like, really, dude?
Was she a State fan,
or
was she a Wake Forest fan? State fan.
State fan, and it's like, I don't know. And the AD's family is sitting right there with us, and they're like, I got to find out who's got this girl tickets down here with us because we need to stop this nonsense. Mm. They finally went up there and told her, hey, can you just tone it down a little bit? It's not. It's just
no.
One guy told her it was a meaningless bowl game. I was like, well, thank you.
They had to tone her down, huh?
Trying to, man. But anyway, it was a fun trip. But
I sat beside a lady. This is true. I sat beside a lady in 2018 in Tallahassee. And Clemson is up at the time. She's a Florida State fan. She didn't say a word throughout the whole game. And Clemson goes up. I think I'm right by saying this. At the time, they won 59-10. I think it was 59-3. And she's still in the game, by the way. And she looked at me and she said, y'all are pretty good, huh? I went, yeah. She said, are y'all ranked or something? I went, yeah, we're number 2 in the country, and we're 8-0. She said, no. Before she said, yeah, is anybody beat y'all this year? I went, no, we're 8-0. And she said, well, y'all are pretty good, huh? Are y'all ranked or something? I went, yeah, we're number 2. Yeah. But she was a good fan. She stood the whole game, man. You got to give her credit. She was there despite Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
600 yards of offense.
And I don't know who decides what they do with locker rooms, but they shared a locker room. I mean, they shared an entrance to the locker room. So, kind of weird to me, but anyway, nobody, I mean.
How many fans there? How many? What kind of fans you talking about?
Oh, no, it was two-thirds of the way full in the lower bowl, so it wasn't nobody there.
30,000?
I bet we sat row 17, so about a 10, 15-yard line, and there was, I bet, 30 seats around us open.
Mm. But the bowls are so, people watch them on TV, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how they made any money with it, but people squirting mayonnaise in their mouth. I mean, they take the, you know how they do the kiss cam and all that. They have the mayonnaise cam or whatever.
I can't do that. I mean, my little girl does anyway, that now. My little girl will take her hand and put it in ranch dressing and do it, and then she'll take she does sour cream that way. Yeah. And I'm like, and my wife like just let you do it. I'm like, don't let her do that. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Not with mayonnaise, especially. Nope. But nope. Anyway.
Nope. All right, brother.
All right.
Glad you made it back.
See you, man.
All right, buddy. I was at the Marlins game. Dave Littlefield was assistant general manager of the Marlins, and we went down to South Florida for a while, and he got his tickets on the second row behind our dugout, and there wasn't 5,000 fans there. And I tell the story that there were foul balls, that there weren't enough fans for the foul balls. And you'd look around, and there'd be like two foul balls in a row behind you. I finally started to pick them up. It was just like taking the kids. But they were – you didn't have to fight for foul balls. Like, you got one yet? Nah, here, take this one. That's about as bad as crowds I've seen. It was like going to a high school baseball game. Chad's in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Great. Mick, in a year, there's a lot of people that Dabo Swinney loves is going to be looking for jobs. And they're going to be interviewing, and they're going to be asked, like, hey – how do you keep up with players that you miss out on in high school recruiting? They go somewhere else. How do you keep in touch with their family, their girlfriend, their high school coaches if they're not happy at the next place? Or they're going to get asked in an interview, hey, how do you scout and identify Division II or Division I AA talent to see if they could, you know, help you on, you know, at your level? Like, when do you do that throughout the year? How do you reach out to them? And they're not going to have any answers to that. So they're going to be unqualified to get Power 4 jobs. And so, Mick, forever, like, once you became a Power 5 coach, assistant coach, like, you're kind of like in the club. Well, Dabo Swinney has created a culture where all his entire staff is unqualified for future Power 4 jobs. I mean, they don't have any experience playing the game in the portal. And so for Dabo to love, and, you know, Scott says he's loyal to him, he's really done them a disservice. And so I know people like Tyler Grisham and Spiller, you know, arguably like owe their career. Like a Grisham owes his life to Dabo Swinney. So I could see how he would never want to, you know, bite the hand that feeds you. But you also kind of have to protect yourself. And so, like, they're not prepared for future jobs. Because unless it's at the Naval Academy, Army, or the Citadel. I mean, because, you know, other than them, everybody else plays the game. I mean, Wake Forest plays the game. And so it's just, in a year, they're all going to be looking for jobs, and they're not going to have any answers to interview questions. I want to get your thoughts, Singapore.
It's an interesting concept. What is funny is that, like, these guys have friends on other staffs, and they're like, somebody told me last night that when there was an article online that where Dabo says we're not going to tamper, and that Lane Kiffin retweeted it, and the point there was, like, to the untrained eye, you're thinking Lane Kiffin is like admiring the fact that somebody would not do that, but in the end he's clowning him, you know. It's like
100%. Yeah,
like, you don't do that. So yeah, it's interesting. Are you gonna be qualified for that or not? But you're making some money now, and hopefully you put some money away, and might not have to coach a whole lot after that with the money these guys are making nowadays. 5841 says, I'm just thinking Vecino is a four-star recruit. He can run, has a decent arm. He's been in the offense for 3 years. Well, the offense is changing for that, but I would disagree with this. I don't think he can run. And I don't think he has a decent arm. I don't believe that's the case. I just got tapped on the shoulder. Yes. Oh, no, we're on the air, pal. Come sit over here. You'll say something just to anybody else. No, we're on air, man.
A joke that you know, Vezina can run. A joke that I'd like to tell is, you know, if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bike. You know, okay, he has legs, but is he a runner?
Yeah. 6126 says, Mick, I love the show, but please tell me this is not the kind of crap. I'll clean it up. Crap. They're going to listen to for 8 straight months. It's time to move on. Let's see what happens in the portal and go from there. It's the same crap every day. Again, nothing personal. I love your show, but this makes me want to beat my head against the wall. Well, you know what makes me want to beat my head against the wall? Losing to SMU and losing to Duke. Losing to a stinking Syracuse. And if I don't, if I tell you everything's going to be hunky-dory, then I get the idea of saying, well, you're a homer.
Sunshine pumper.
Sunshine pumper. Kool-Aid Mick. Like, I don't want to be this way. And for 20-some-odd years, for the most part, I hadn't been this way. But, I mean, I could lie to you and tell you everything's going to be okay. But I don't know, man. I just have these doubts now, and I get it. Text Alex and Evans, Georgia. Yeah, there you go. Alex and Mickey, I'm happy. Oh, happy New Year. I haven't heard your personal take on hiring a Chad Morris. Can you give us your thoughts, please? I have mixed emotions on this. Chad Morris is a good football coach and is a really good quarterbacks coach, really good coordinator for the most part. And it makes sense to me in that Chad is an experienced guy. Chad is he's a guy that Dabo knows. Chad and Dabo were close, and he had success. So you know you can go back to that. It's the opposite hire of Streeter and Riley in that it's a stronger personality. It's someone pointed out to me last night, like one of the things a coordinator has to do is hold other coaches on that side of the ball accountable. And this is where an inexperience of Streeter or an inexperience or maybe even personality-wise of Riley. I was surprised that Riley was as meek and mild-mannered as he was. But I don't think that Riley, my guess is that Riley is not calling out C.J. Spiller, Tyler Grisham, Richardson, or Luke during meetings. Whereas my guess is that Chad Morris is much more versed in that. So that's my guess. And I think that's where that makes more sense. And you go back to your roots a little bit. I'm not surprised by the hire. I'm not sure who, you know, you want to go young again because you went young 2 straight times and it didn't work. So I think you want a little more experience. And so where would you go? All in all, the list of candidates probably you had to choose from, maybe. The hire makes sense to me. I will tell you this. Chad Morris, it is a stronger personality in the room, which is needed. It's a guy who might stand up to Dabo a little bit, I think, which is needed. I would say as well, they're going to run the football better because in the end, that's the one thing that has haunted the program here in recent days, and that is – recent years, I should say, is that they haven't run the football as well as they did before, and you got to be able to run it better. And so he's charged with that. So we'll see. Again, through all of this, the proof is going to be in the pudding for sure. Craig is in Anderson. Craig, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mickey? How are you this morning?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are too.
Oh, just got a quick list for you.
All right.
Kenny Dillingham, Brent Venables, Fran Brown, Josh Heupel, Tony Elliott. That's my short list for 2027 because Dabo won't be here.
So we got the list already. Give me a list again now.
Kenny Dillingham.
All right. Arizona State, yeah.
Brent Venables.
Yeah.
Fran Brown, which I just love the dude. I think he'd be a hell of a coach at a big school.
All right.
Josh Heupel and then Tony Elliott.
All right. I'll write it down. You wouldn't get past those guys, by the way, because I think Elliott would take it. We'll see, man. Let's just see. Let's don't fire the guy yet.
But yeah, he's the right now. Dabo's the captain in Titanic, watching the water fly through the windows and going down with the ship.
Yeah,
Like, you can't just look at this roster and go, you know what?
Let me ask you this, Craig. Let me ask you this. When did you, I mean, and to be honest with me on this, have you felt this way for 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, a year, just this year? Like, when did you start having that?
Probably at the end of last year. And I was like, okay, let's see. You know, we should be fine. I thought we may kind of, we're kind of close to it. And then the portal was kind of okay. And then we get into this year and I was like, and then we just rode. When we rode Garrett Riley all the way through the bowl game and let all these coordinators go, and I was like, I told a buddy 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I said, I bet we go hire Chad Morris again. I don't know why that hit me before his name was ever floated. And I said, it's just like we're just trying to – to me, it's like Dabo quitting, which he'll never say it, but it's like he's quitting just so he can't say he quit, just so he can get fired.
I've heard that theory. I don't buy that. I think the guy's ultra competitive. I think the more issue is like he believes in himself and he believes his instincts. He trusts his instincts. His instincts are telling him to do this. And deep down, he's a loyal guy.
I hate the hire of Kerrica Wright. Like, that dude was a name that was up and coming.
Right.
For hiring him to work with safeties. I don't hate that hire. Like, yes, he was a Clemson guy, but I don't, you know. But when the name's like Nolan Turner being floated as safeties coach, and right now, honestly though, Mickey, there's reports from Tiger Illustrated right now that we're still trying to hold on to Wesco and Moore. If Wesco and Moore go, Dabo might as well just go ahead and go out with them, because there's no chance this offense does anything next year. If those two jump ship in the next 7 days, the season is over before it starts.
What if you could replace them though? In the thing,
they're two of the best wide receivers in the country. We're not wanting to pony up money to pay a quarterback where you could go pay.
Yeah.
You're not wanting to pay that money to go to even pay a $3 million quarterback. Why are we not going to pony up enough money? It's not even the money though to hold on to them. It's the do we trust Chad Morris and Christopher Zena to get us where we need to go to get us our money at the next level.
It's a good point. It's interesting.
It's not a money issue anymore. Yeah. Is the talent around me good enough to get me where I want to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Very good point. Craig, I appreciate your candidness, man. Thanks for calling in for sure.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Short break. Much more on the other side right after this.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Our great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, 100-night sleep trial, 10% off WCCB listeners, free local delivery, and now take your old mattress off. We love that. We love the Today mattress, the best mattress in the world, made under $500. We love the ES Duo, the best mattress in the world. We love our great friends at Engineered Sleep, 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive. Find out why this is the best in the business. Take my word on it, and if not, just go check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. Go on their website to learn more about that unbelievable ES Duo mattress and why you'll save money short-term and long-term and why it is the best mattress in the world. Engineer Sleep, 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive, engineersleep.com. Do you remember 2010 6-7 season?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that the pushback now from fans was worse in 2010 or now? Because think about it. In 11, they went 10-4, and then 11-2, 11-2, 10-3, 14-1, 14-1, 12-2, 15-0, 14-1, 10-2, 10-3, 11-3, 9-4, 10-4, 7-6. At the end of last year, I didn't hear anybody that wanted to fire Dabo Swinney. I did hear it in 2010. So if you think about it, it's been 15 years since we fielded a phone call about a hot list or this guy's got to go or predicting the guy won't be around this time last year. And no, I did not field one phone call in 2011 after a 10-4 season from 2011 on. And now here we are 15 years later, we get one of our first ones saying, hey man, got to make a change. And it's not gonna happen this year. Everybody thinks, and he deserves it this year, but the people looking forward to it. I remember in 2010, do you remember it that way? People were calling or people your friends and people you talk to, were they thinking that way?
Yeah, I do. And there was a lot of talk about, I think Gary Patterson was the top of the wish list hire.
Oh, yeah.
At that
Which would have been weird because that's a weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 6-7 at that point in 2010, I mean, that wasn't far off from that era. I mean, Bowden was, you know, 7-8 wins.
Well, not just that. He was 4-3 and then 9-5 and 6-7. But he did play an ACC championship game. And
that was 2009?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So he was 19-15 at that time, heading to 2011. And I honest to goodness, for 15 years, we've taken thousands and thousands of phone calls and thousands of texts. And now I'm hearing something I hadn't heard in 15 years.
And I think it's a lot more vocal now. Again, I'm a lot more tuned in to a lot more people than I had access outside of my social group and TigerNet at that time. Yeah. Yes, I was on TigerNet in 2010. But I think the amount of success has changed the expectation, and it's the environment of the sport because it's changing, and we're not a part of it.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think if we were stuck in the old days of no NIL, no transfer portal, I think people would be very, very patient or more patient by saying you have equity. You have two national championships and all these college football playoff games, all these ACC championships. I think the average fan would say, hey, man, the guy deserves our trust that he can turn it around and figure this thing out in the old system. I think with the new system, quite frankly, they're doing better this year, especially on defense because they've been prepared for this. But it's like they're having to retrain themselves how to do it. Like, you have to tamper. You have to have agents lined up, and they've done this by lining things up. But you either got to have the great high school numbers. The recruiting has gone down because you're not paying the high school players or what other people are, and you hadn't embraced all this. I think you almost have to retrain yourself. So, the issue is that the fan has seen the 5-year decline as part of a result of the new age of college football, part of the result of the things like. I'm not going to pay players. I'll get out of it before I pay players, pay for play, or my transfer portal is my locker room. And then they go out there and you watch your safeties look like Keystone Cops is what he said, and despite being a bunch of dudes. But I think in the old days, the fans would say, man, the guy deserves a chance to do this. I just think the game has changed so much that in the last 2 or 3 years especially – you know, you got 10 losses. You're 17-10 the last 2 years in a college football playoff world, NIL world, transfer portal world, where I think fans look at the program, the direction, like the future is more scary. It's not the fact you went 7-6. It's the fact that you're not going to get a quarterback. If you just went and got a quarterback right now and proved to people, okay, I'm ready to play in this new era. I'm ready to adjust and adapt to this new era.
And similarly to 2010, or not similarly to, but let's compare it to that. 2010, 6-7 season.
Yeah.
February of that next year, Clemson had a top 10 recruiting class, and that was a big deal. I do not remember specifically. I know we were outside of the top 25 the 2 years prior in recruiting, but that was kind of like a lifeline. Where we were coming up in the one way that you got players.
Yeah.
And this is not the only way you get players now, but the one way that a lot of people expect to get the high-profile talent that we were once getting through recruiting. We're not – I mean, okay, we are – Our portal recruiting rankings have gone up, but to go from dead last to you know, 100th is not significant.
In that class, Tony Stewart, Sammy Watkins, Stephon Anthony, Mike Bellamy, Sharon Peake, Martavis Bryant, Corey Crawford, Eric McLean. There were some stars that came out of this. Deshaun Williams. That was a great recruiting class. Grady Jarrett was in that class. That was Adam Humphries, longtime NFL player. Great recruiting class. And that class with a new coordinator and all that gave you hope. And so it doesn't surprise me that – I mean, again, I think about it. In basketball, I feel those calls. In baseball, I feel those calls. For South Carolina, I feel those calls. For Georgia, I feel those calls. For Florida State and North Carolina and all around us, I feel those calls. It's been 15 years since we had a phone call saying that. But again, I don't blame the fans. That's what this is about. I get it. But you I think it's a combination of the 5-year decline to go along with the world has changed so much. This is a completely different game now. This is a game where if I'd have told you in 2020 that Texas Tech and Indiana and you might have believed Oregon, but just 5 years ago that Texas Tech and Indiana would be two of the top four seeds in a college football playoff, you'd have thought I was an absolute nutbag.
Or it was a flash in the pan.
Right. Right. Crazy. Jerry is in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mick. How you doing?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Good deal, and I hear you got your little buddy in the studio.
He's fading on me, though. I'm looking at it now. He's on the couch. He's kind of fading on me, man. That adrenaline kind of hit that brick wall, it seems like, over there. So,
well, you warned him of it. I heard you mention it earlier this morning. told
him. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Listen, just a quick call. A couple things. You know, we talked about it. Yeah, Monken would have been my first go. I have no idea if Dabo even condoned the thought of her, if Monken would even think about it. But I, have, after thinking about it a little bit, I'm okay with the Chad Morris hire. Yeah. I'm not over the moon. It wouldn't be my first choice, but I do believe he's going to bring an identity. There's a lot of things that I've been able to think about that I think that he will improve upon, and I'm willing to give it a chance. I really am. I also heard you mention about the equity of Dabo, and I've been talking like with my son-in-law or stuff like that about this. But the thing is, Dabo's had that equity card for a while now. But the fact is, he's been burning through it. Yeah. He has just been burning through it.
Yeah.
But you know, this offseason, after what we would call a bad year, I would say the university gave him a couple of grace cards. You know, grace, he died 30 years ago, you know. If yeah. You know, right?
Yeah.
So, but they gave him a couple of grace cards to go along with this equity card that he still has a little bit of a balance left in. And whether by his choosing or not, looks like we're hitting the portal really good. So one of the grace cards is being utilized. That other grace card about the quarterback being in the portal, going and getting one, it's almost like he's turned that back in, and that may be what ends up causing this to head to a divorce court. I hope not, because I really like Dabo. It baffles me how stubborn he has gotten, but I hope it doesn't end in a bad way. But I'll say this: the only hope I'm kind of hanging on to, maybe since he's so staunch about getting a quarterback out of the portal, is maybe there's a small chance Chandler Morris, you know, Chad's son. But I know that's a long shot. I'm just saying that's out there.
Yeah.
But other than that, I just can't fathom. I'm with you on this. I can't fathom. He was given a couple grace cards. He's refusing to use one of them. And the money's there. We know that.
Yeah.
It's been discussed. Yeah. And that That's just what baffles me, blows me away, to be honest with you. But I just wanted to call in and kind of.
Jerry, I think several things here. If you want, I mean, so a couple things. Like his whole life he's been this underdog guy and a chip on his shoulder guy, and didn't think I could play at Alabama, and I played, and didn't think I'd get a scholarship, and I got one. Didn't think I could coach, and I got one. Didn't think I'd be the interim coach, and I got it. The head coach, and I got it. And didn't think I could do this, and so it's chip on his shoulder, proving all that. And so there's a reason to believe in your instincts through all of that. Now you also. There's a like so many that you there's that arc of success, and then you've got your adversity coming, and you know, some of this is self-inflicted with some bad hires. Some of it had nothing to do with the portal and the NIL stuff in there, but I do think that there is there's a lot of pride, and there should be, and there's a lot of him touting himself and the history lessons he gives us oftentimes, and he's right about all those things. The one thing, though, that I think that my gut is that he doesn't want to be wrong and doesn't want to be proven wrong, and I think this is a mistake. If my gut is right on this, it's that I'm going to prove to you kind of a thing, and that's not your job. And leaders will tell you that we're wrong all the time, and if everybody around you is telling you you're wrong, then you're probably wrong about something. And instead of this idea that I'm going to prove to you that I'm right, I don't want to be right. I don't have a desire to be right. I want to have a desire to win and win championships to be better. And so I would say that pride is an issue right now. And that idea that I'm listening to what people are saying, I'm going to prove you wrong. I like the chip on your shoulder, but if everybody says it, you got to pay attention to it sometimes. And that pride kind of seems to be an issue at this point. That's just my outside gut feeling on it.
I'm with you. And that'd be a good way to put it. So maybe that particular grace card, he flipped it over on the other side and it became a pride card.
Sure. 100%.
You know?
Yeah, so, 100%.
But he's hanging his hat on something.
But what a risk, though, right? What a gamble. A $50 million gamble on that.
It sure is.
You know, hey, by the way, if you gave me a $50 million gamble on Deshaun Watson, I'd take it. If you gave me a $50 million gamble on Trevor Lawrence, I'd take it. But, man, I don't know about the one you're going to gamble on now, you know?
Well, appreciate you taking my call, Mick.
Appreciate it.
And just wanted to. I want to give you guys a shout.
Very good
Take
point.
Care.
Thank you, Jerry. Good points. Like, I don't know if I want to hang my hat on that. Could be right. Hope that he's right. Pray that he's right. But don't – I don't know. I pray for other stuff besides that. But hope that he's right at least. But, man, it's a big risk. Final segment of a Monday Reaction Monday show right after this.
The Market at the Mill invites you to join them for Mistletoe at the Market, a free craft show featuring hundreds of artisans from all over the Carolinas. On Saturday, November 18th from 8 to 4, don't miss handcrafted goods perfect for all your holiday needs. Savor delicious treats from our amazing food trucks, plus exciting prize giveaways, including a $500 cash prize. And join us in supporting Pickens County Toys for Tots, accepting donations all day long. The Market at the Mill, 225 Pumpkin Town Highway in Pickens.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
If you had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out Ortho Laser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. Ortho Laser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with Ortho Laser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app. And your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us on a Reaction Monday. Busy show today. Want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, my garage flooring specialist. Drake, we love our garage floor. It's like in our garage floor. Tell me, what's in there, man? What do we have in there?
I don't really know.
You don't know what's in our garage? Do you have golf net hit into?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Putting green to hit in?
My least favorite part about it is the top right corner.
What's over there?
Junk.
Just junk?
Like lawnmowers.
Oh, lawnmowers. You don't have anything to do
with it. Seats.
Yeah. Blowers. All
tables.
That stuff. But we spend a lot of time in our garage, don't
we?
Yeah. Okay, good. You like our garage floor? It's pretty cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like concrete. It doesn't have any kind of oil stains and all that. Have you ever seen a bad garage floor that has oil stains in it and cracks and everything?
Yeah.
We don't want that. We want a garage floor at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Get in touch with the good friends and see in 2026 if they can help you out. All right, buddy, couple things. All right, no more of that one right there. All right, a couple things quickly. One of the great things, Will, about my six-year-old son, Drake, is that if you tell him something once, he pretty much has it. So on the golf course, what's one of the things that we talk about in your swing and your stance and things you have to do with your hands? You talking to the mic, you do it.
Hips.
Well, no, we talk about you getting a little bit taller.
Okay.
And, taller? And keeping your hands a little higher, right? Right, rather than squatting down too much. And he does it every single time. He checks himself before he hits it. Goes, oh, yeah, I'll raise. Naturally feels like, you know, good as hand. Anyway, so one of the things I'll talk about now is, now you play Madden all the time now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we talked about it the other day. What's an RPO?
Run pass option.
Okay. On an RPO, what are we looking for? So we're either going to run it or pass it. How do we decide that? What's the most important position on defense to decide that?
Can't remember.
You don't remember? What's the linebackers?
The linebackers.
So you're watching them.
Okay.
If they're coming up, you want to throw it. And if they drop back in the zone, you want to run it, right?
Okay.
That's the RPO. What? How do you decide on offense what to do on Madden? Like, what's your strategy there? Because you're really good at it.
I usually throw it.
Yeah, you throw it a lot.
You're
air raid guy.
I get long passes.
Yeah, you love
throwing
it.
I risk it.
You risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like those deep passes. Well, you're good at it, though. RPO, man. RPO. Run, pass, option. All right. Several things to get to here in the final segment. I've got more text. Will, did Clemson lose a football game on Saturday? Because it looks like we've got Clemson losing football text day today. 200?
Yeah, I haven't been keeping track. It's pretty close to, like, we'll say the Monday after losing to Syracuse.
Okay, 200 through that. Let me get Tennessee Tiger up here in this segment, 654 Roar. Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Now, I know you changed a couple of months ago the Monday your Monday morning show.
Yeah.
To Reaction Monday, but some of the calls I heard in each hour, I'm thinking it's going might be prophecy. Monday.
Yeah. People kind of trying to see the future.
Prophesying like these TV ministries, and now I'm not knocking Christianity at all, but right. You know, they want to get stuck on the second coming of Christ and the set of date and who the Antichrist is and all that stuff and the distraction. I want to ask the question about, you know, and people have thrown out these Bible verses about pride going before a fall, and they're called Dabo, this, that, and the other. Well, there's a verse in the Bible that says, don't let the left hand know what your right hand's doing. And I'm thinking, you know, I trust Coach Sweeney, and he's got to be true to himself. But let me ask the question. When you look at the list of the quarterbacks that Nick Saban had, McElroy, McLaren, Coker, Hurts, and those ones that won the titles, some of those, you know, made it to the NFL, but and you have the one that won the Heisman Trophy. I don't know who Chad Morris might bring in, but what is, just off the top of your head, what's the highest ranked class or on average that Coach Sweeney has had when he had to compete against Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State and Southern California and Texas? He hasn't had a top three class, has he?
In the forever or just in the last few years?
I'm just saying on average.
No.
He's never had a number one class.
No. I think three or four might be the highest he had at some point in time.
Yeah. I don't know what Coach Sweeney's going to do, but I just sort of get not frustrated at these callers, but the caller that called in, and he had his five coaches that are going to replace Sweeney. Yeah. I don't know why he put Josh Heupel in that.
Depends. I'm looking at now. Clemson was third in the country in 2020 and fifth in the country in 2021. So it wasn't that long ago that they were that high under all this. Heupel, some of the shine has been taken off the star. I'm not talking about from a Clemson standpoint. Uh-huh. I'm talking about from a Tennessee standpoint that some of that shine has been taken off because it looked like, and this is surprising to me, it looked like after year two and 11-2 and finished sixth in the country, I'm like, all right, these guys have it. They took a step backward in 23, and then last year they finished eighth in the country and went to the playoffs and went 10-3, and I thought, all right. And then this year, quite frankly, they did nothing. They didn't beat a team that had a winning record. They didn't beat a ranked team all year. They beat Florida. They beat New Mexico State, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi State, UAB, East Tennessee State, and Syracuse. That was it. And just didn't have the kind of year I thought they would have. So it's been a seesaw, I guess you could say, for him at Tennessee.
Yeah, when Georgia won two titles with, what was that, great All-American quarterback that made to the NFL, was the name Stetson?
Stetson Bennett. Yeah, Stetson Bennett the fourth.
Yeah. So,
Georgia had top-ranked recruiting class and these unbelievable defensive linemen that, again, I just think this, and I don't blame Clemson fans for being negative, and fans are going to be fanatical. I get all that. Dabo does have his supporters, by the way, on our text line. I'll read one here too in a second. But I do think that Clemson football fans are knowledgeable fan base, and they've seen good football, and they see a drop-off. And I don't think there's any disputing that. And they want it to be better. And to be honest with you, I think they want Dabo to do it. But they also see his unwillingness to change, and that's what's frustrating a lot of them. And I don't blame them for that frustration. I see that. Again, in the end, it all play out. This will be very clear that either Dabo will turn this thing around or he won't be here. And that'll be very clear.
Well, he got to be true to himself, just like Nick Saban, what he did. And he wasn't going to listen to anybody else. But I know when Nick Saban coached at I think it's LSU, and you had the three brothers from California that were so highly rated, mm-hmm. The Clausen brothers.
Yeah.
And he told one of them, he said, you're not an SEC quarterback. You know, he wasn't shy about, saying that.
Yeah, Yeah. Saban's probably more of a pessimist. Would that be more of an optimist through some of that, too? Tennessee Tiger, appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. Very kind of you. A little bit different personality through all those things. But look, this is a hype at Tennessee. Every time I think that they're headed in the right direction, they kind of pivot and get off base a little bit. And then I think they're kind of heading the wrong direction and kind of turns it around. 45-20 in his 5 years at Tennessee, 24-16 in the league. He's had 3 4-4 years in the league. He's only had 2 winning seasons in the league. He finished ranked 3 of the 5 times, 2 in the top 10. But as soon as I think they're ready to take off, then they've taken a step backwards. And I'll be honest with you, this past year was a step backwards for Tennessee football. I mean, this past year, they should have beat Georgia. Bama put it to them. Oklahoma came into their place and won, and then Vanderbilt came in their place and beat them by 3 touchdowns. Like that, and then lose the bowl game. The bowl game, I don't hold people accountable for as much anymore. But that's a disappointing season. 8-5 is not what Tennessee signed up for. And now he's got some decisions. He's got a new defensive coordinator coming in, who and Knowles, I think, is a very good hire. So we'll see. I wanted to point this out because I get a couple of these. This is from 4709. Dabo is the coach, and we need to support him. The guy's done for the university that can be or the guy's done for the university what can be quantified. Let's see how it plays out. If it works out, I want to see what the negative people have to say. Again, I do think this about the negative fan base texting in and calling in. I think that all of them, and maybe I'm wrong. Will, tell me if you disagree with this. I think all of them want to be wrong. I think all of them want to be proven that, man, we were wrong about this. Vecina was great, and Clemson turned it around and made the playoffs and won the conference, and recruiting's going great again, and we're using the portal at a high level. I think defensively they're going to use the portal at a very high level, by the way, because Allen has been preparing for that for some time now. But offensively, I've got some worries. I don't think they're going to take enough offensive linemen, and who knows on the more West Coast stuff, and the offense appears to be a lot more in limbo than the defense. But my point is, I think most Clemson fans want to be wrong and want Dabo to do it and want this 5-year slide to turn back around and want him to take it back to the promised land where we were. But I don't blame them. And I think that's what they want. I don't blame them for having the doubt they have right now because of the evidence we've seen.
Exactly, because of the evidence we've seen and the lack of willingness to put him in. Again, go to the Penn State game. If this guy's our future, if CV is, you know, don't we want him to get a little extra experience?
I think Dabo wanted to win that football game very, very badly.
There was a point where it was not a possibility.
Yeah.
And I know that's not a position you want to put an inexperienced quarterback in, but, I mean, the game doesn't matter. It was a bowl game in a baseball stadium. It didn't matter. And when you can't win it, why is the quarterback who's going to be starting next year, why is he not getting experience?
Yeah.
Just something's I understand completely.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Texture says, am I misremembering or did most every prognosticator, including the Roar staff, predict Clemson to be in the playoffs? And many of them went the natty. Come on, man. Players got paid, and then they put it in coast mode. Yeah, on paper, we thought that this was – you're not misremembering that. People thought that. Vegas thought that. All the magazines thought that. The preseason polls thought that. They're preseason number 4 in the country. So all the voters, the ESPN people, me, Walt, Qualk, and Faxton and John, everybody thought that. And it turned out they didn't play as very well, especially early in the season. And some of those losses are just inexplicable through that. Whether players put in mode, coast mode, I don't know what happened. Matter of fact, I still don't know exactly what happened. But not great there, for sure. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good answer, Brad Hughes. Good answer, Allstate, 292-3001. Get in touch with him. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him. This great staff over there wants to help you out. And I say great staff. I don't give a staff enough credit because they take care of me when I call Brad. Brad has the people call me back, and they do it, and they take care of it right away. Love what they do. Better coverage, better rates, thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. 7558 says, how many programs had a 5-year slide and turned it around with the same coach? 5-year slides? I'll have to do some research on that. There were times where Bowden and Paterno and Bear Bryant and all them had some bad years in there. John McKay and Newt Rockne, maybe. I don't know if Rockne had one bad one, but we did see some. But 5 years, I don't know. So it's a very good question. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Breaking news from, I guess, around midnight last night. Clemson's going to have a very similar quarterback playing against them in the season next year. Ethan Grunkmeyer is transferring from Penn State to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that guy's got a rocket for an arm. He's going to be a really good player in their system. And Virginia Tech is coming to Death Valley next year. The game's in Clemson, right?
Yes.
That's going to be a football game now. You'll see a completely different James Franklin coach team. And right away, too, they're rebuilding the portal. They'll be a much better football team than they were this year. This year, they were awful. But you'll see improvement there, no doubt about that. AirNewton.com for all real estate needs. AirNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He'll certainly help you out, no doubt about it, in this real estate world. AirNewton.com. He can do a great job for you. And always there in Clemson, take care of you. You need anything done, remodeling your home or business, let Eric Newton take care of that for you, building your houses and all that. I want to say, hey, Drake, good job, buddy. Appreciate that. You stayed awake for 3 hours. Good job.
All right. I'm not tired.
You're not tired?
No.
You don't look tired. All right. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Drake, great job once again. Will, great job once again as well. Tomorrow's show, got a busy one planned for you. We'll talk about our guests and all that tomorrow. Up next, Faxton and John. Folks, have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.